Thank you. I've got a question for you. Thank you so much. Now, when we were on the phone a few weeks ago, you mentioned to me that there was quite an interesting result came out of that Gallup survey. Is that something that you can share, since you do have a few moments left now?
Sure. I think the most interesting result that we found in the Gallup survey is a number which we absolutely did not expect to find. We found that with respect to the happiness of the experiencing self. When, you know, we looked at how feelings vary with income. And it turns out that below an income of $60,000 a year, for Americans, and that's a very large sample of Americans, like 600,000, so it's a large representative sample, below an income of $600,000 a year.
60,000.
60,000. $60,000 a year, people are unhappy, and they get progressively unhappier the poorer they get. Above that, we get an absolutely flat line. I mean, I've rarely seen lines so flat. Clearly, what is happening is money does not buy you experiential happiness, but lack of money certainly buys you misery, and we can measure that misery very, very clearly. In terms of the other self, the remembering self, you get a different story. The more money you are, the more satisfied you are. That does not hold for emotions.